Let us pause. Oh God, we thank you for your word and how your stories make a difference in our lives, how they guide and direct us, how they inspire us, and how they give meaning and direction and hope. May all that we say and do be glorifying to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I would like to invite you to think of a time, to think of a place when you were in that perfect moment, when time stood still, or it is as if time did not matter. There was peace, there was joy, and people were getting along. There was no quarreling, there was no conflict. There was sharing, there was feasting, there was smiling, there was laughing, and it was beautiful and it was blissful. Can you think of that time? For me, that moment, that perfect moment, was Marlou and I when our wedding day was here. The ceremony was solemn and the music was beautiful, and our friends who introduced us were here, and Pastor DePano presided, and Marlou's batchmates came and from the Philippines, and people rallied together and worked together. And the whole church contributed, and all of you came together. There were donations, there were decorations, and family and friends converged on this one spot, and you all made them feel welcomed. The food was great, and the theme worked very well, and the program and the reception was memorable and wonderful. It couldn't have been better. The only regret that we had was we didn't have time to take pictures with each table, that we weren't able to greet each table in each group. It would have been nice to capture that perfect moment in print with every single person who was here. That perfect day will remain forever etched in our hearts and minds and soul. God blesses us with all those perfect moments. One of the perfect moments in Scripture in the Christian community was what was read this morning in Acts chapter 2. All the people were gathered there, and they were devoting themselves to the teaching and the fellowship, and they were sharing the breaking of bread and in prayers, and the apostles were performing signs and wonders, and people began to sell their possessions and share with others who had need. And people were glad, and people felt generous, and their hearts was just overflowing with joy, people praising God. And every day, more and more believers were added, and followers and converts. That sounded really great. They weren't haggling as a church over salaries, arguing over budgets. They weren't getting bogged down in committee meetings. They weren't having scheduling conflicts or calendaring issues. They weren't disagreeing over politics or policies. There was no backbiting. There was no gossiping. There was no chismis. Well, maybe there was some, but the good kind. There's no evidence of any criticizing or complaining or judging. They were just in harmony and in tune with each other, with the Spirit. They were loving each other. They were accepting each other. They were living in peace. They studied. They worshiped. They prayed. And they shared meals. They didn't seem to have any anxiety. They didn't worry. There was no fear. And it was that perfect moment. Today is Mother's Day, and I would like you to think about a time when you were in that perfect moment with your mother or with your family. Or maybe for mothers to think of that perfect moment with your kids or with your whole family as well. When was that moment? For some, it may have been when you were an infant or a child being carried and hugged and held tight by your mother, or a mother remembering the child and kissing and caressing and snuggling with that child in that perfect moment. Maybe for others, it's that perfect moment in the time of being comforted or nurtured or protected, feeling safe and warm and supported after getting hurt, or after some big disappointment, or after a failure, and feeling coddled in the cocoon of your mother. For other people, they experience that perfect moment near the time of death, ministering to our mother in her last days, last few hours or last few minutes, watching our mother slowly lose strength, slowly decline in health, or slowly slip away, and suddenly the roles are reversed to where we are their rock and their pillar of strength. And in that moment of weakness and vulnerability, somehow that becomes a perfect moment of intimacy with our mothers, a deep connection and interdependence. Somehow these perfect moments are not the same for everyone. For some, they never knew their mother or can't remember a perfect moment. If you're one of those, then think of a time when you needed a mother figure and somehow that mother figure was provided and that person came in. And it was a perfect timing, a perfect gift from God. And we think it's a mystery as to why some people have more perfect moments than others. The sobering reality about those perfect moments is that those portraits or those snapshots in time is but for the moment. And when you read the book of Acts, you experience that the Spirit was moving in the people at that moment, and they were all together. There was purity, there was perfection, there was this perfect peace, which could possibly be sustained forever. Pretty soon, human nature creeps in and it pervades and prevails. Or people have a desire to be independent or isolated, and the desires break that spell of that perfect moment. And pretty soon, we revert back to reality, or we regress into our immaturity or mortality or selfishness. And there's this descent, there's this decline, there's this. The perfect moment all of a sudden evaporates or gets extinguished. What are we to do? How are we to cope? Well, the good news is that God gives us these filters. And we are free to filter the bad memories from those perfect moments. The bad and negative times that bring us down or keep us down or knock us down. Whereas the good moments boost us and lift us up. And bring smiles and happiness and hope. When I think about our wedding day, if we focus on the failure to get the pictures, it can be sidetracked and distracting, and we can be fooled into forgetting about the good things. If we focus on that one thing, that one negative thing that hurt, we can deceive ourselves and lose perspective, and pretty soon it snowballs and we get swallowed into it. The sadness and the pain and the sorrow. And that one little thing can ruin the moment if we dwell on it, if we let it snowball. So we are given those perfect moments by God. Now, if you read the rest of the Bible, you will find throughout the letters of Paul, there are imperfect moments. In fact, his letters are full of differences and divisions and disagreements. And Paul has to address all of these differences, whether can they eat meat or not, and can they be with these people versus those people? How about the Jews and how about the Greeks? There are tough issues in there. They weren't all hunky-dory. It wasn't all harmony. But the Christian community must have read this passage from the book of Acts. And they must have found courage and comfort knowing that there was this perfect moment that happened and that it could happen again. We're given those perfect moments to remind us that God is the giver of those blessings and those good tidings and God's timing. Now, we do all that we can to create these perfect moments and to know that there's potential, but it is ultimately God who gives it, and God's grace and peace and love and light is the one that makes it happen. And it's kind of God's timing and God orchestrating in cooperation with us. And at times, maybe God is waiting for us to be open and to be willing and to be ready. So we dwell on the good moments, the inspirational times, the wonderful and fulfilling times that boosts us and gives our spirit flight. It gives us hope that there are more good times to come. There are more of those perfect moments that are awaiting us, and to be open to God's moving and to access it. Part of what I think is behind this scripture is that peace, that perfect moment is always there, but it's just accessing it. And I'm not saying that we get stuck in nostalgia or that we get stuck in the past, but we draw from the distant past so that we are encouraged to go forward and not be dismayed or not be discouraged or not be in despair. Let us know that the peace that passes understanding, the joy, the fulfilling meaning will be there to steer us, to center us, to help us to filter through and to focus. So let's trust, let's believe, and let us be encouraged knowing that God has more perfect moments ahead for us. Amen.